You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, it's your turn to you. Hey, it's so nice to be back.
Oh, here we go, here we go.
You know,
all this junk about, it was so nice in Florida. Go ahead, Dave, tell us how good it was.
Well, I got to tell you, this is our 20th season here on AM 740.
Congratulations.
20 years of, I have to enjoy every show, every show was very enjoyable. This is our 20th season, and that's a long time, baby. That's a long time.
Yeah, seriously, on TV, if you get 16 weeks, that's considered a success.
Yeah, 16 weeks, then 16 weeks.
You never follow format anyway. But on behalf of everybody here, Happy New Year. And yep. I want to thank the hundreds of people who've written in saying Happy New Year, and they missed you two old buggers. And we're back on.
New Year's, I didn't make it past 9:30.
9:30? I did 10:25.
I get so tired.
My wife went out by herself, and I stayed home.
You know what I did? I did 10 to, it's like I turned the clocks back 2 hours. I made it.
My sister did. She celebrated London, England's New Year's.
Isn't
because
that
it was at 7 o'clock. So she was even smarter.
Is that why Meghan and William are no longer going to
That's stay? Called Mexit now. Mexit.
So, Dave, what's on the show today?
Okay, today we have Carrie Schmidt, the famous officer from the OPP, and we're going to talk about cell phones. Alan got a call from one of his buddies that he got pulled over.
He got whacked big time.
Hassle. Whack his.
Whack. Yeah.
Was it $1,000 now, right?
No, he got off. It was only about $750. But
he gave him a discount.
But you also lose your license for 3 days.
Yeah, and your car.
Not your car.
Ooh, depends.
Anyways, we're gonna be talking about that. Dave McClain.
He got it.
This is Mr. Clean or is it Mr. Clean?
Whatever.
Mr. Clean could be Mr. Clean. Anyways.
Not this time.
Dave McClain from The Auto Show. We all know him very well.
Man, there's some good stuff this year.
Oh, man. He's going to talk about that and more stuff. Show starts February 14th. We'll probably give away some tickets if we're lucky.
Yep.
And last but definitely not least, Jonathan Schlew is going to call in because the weather is so atrocious outside.
Exactly. If you're listening live right now, we have like a tornado going on outside.
No, we don't. Don't give everybody
I can't even
up.
See out the window.
Walked into a window 2 minutes ago.
Because you're facing the wall.
No, but what Jonathan's going to talk about, because with all the rain that's coming down this weekend.
And possibly ice.
Yeah.
You get.
But if you have a lot of water, and if your house is low to a water table, and your sump pump, you rely on that. If your power goes out, so car generator that got me. That got
that
my
was
daughter.
Good. That was good.
That got my daughter through Montessori.
Steve talked him to do a special, so he's going to do a special when he comes on.
And we'll give away his 1-800 number, so you can actually make sense of what the interview is going to be about.
So that and more, and welcome to our 20th season.
Get on the phone and give us a call.
Yes,
because Al's going to get lonely and walk into a window again.
And then I'll tell you some stories of Florida.
Oh, right. Facebook,
if they allow me.
Facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. The two ugly mugs are back on, so you've been warned.
Dave got a new sweatshirt. He looks beautiful.
And a watch.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage.
I spent some money.
Take us out, Al. Oh, he just did. Gargle.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, here in the foggy land of Toronto, where it's pouring rain down, or another word for pouring,
dogs
starts with a P. But it's coming out, so if you are driving, watch the hydroplaning, and we'll take it back to Al. We're on Facebook Live on facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go right to the phones. We have Nancy, who's calling in. Her car was...
Well, let her tell you,
Nancy,
Dave.
Nancy, go ahead. Good
Nancy,
morning,
what
Nancy.
Happened to your car?
Oh, good morning. We were away for a week. And we came back and no car in the garage. And no car on the driveway.
What kind of car was it?
It was an old...
It was a stolen car, Dave.
Yeah. Lexus RX.
Ooh.
Well, that was a nice car.
Yeah, it is a nice car. but I mean, it's not now, it's gone. So I just wanted some information about how you, we've already put a police report. They don't even come to your home.
I know, they give you a
really?
Yeah, they give you an incident number.
They don't come to your home?
Nope.
No, they don't anymore.
Well, they're going to see empty driveways.
Well, true.
There's too many cars stolen in Toronto.
Especially, you know, Lexus is one of the top five to
yeah,
go.
But yeah, but it's old.
Well, they steal it for parts.
Look, Dave is old, and he's been stolen a couple times.
Yeah. But they bring me back.
But so, you know what? Here's what I would suggest, guys, and you can jump in because you're the authoritarians. We've got Kerry Schmidt coming on from the OPP pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
This hour. Oh. Maybe we can ask him what you could possibly do.
Uh-huh.
So, well, you, okay, well, you,
do
you,
we go out and buy another Lexus?
Because not yet. Not yet.
Once bitten, twice shy.
My sister had a car stolen three times. She had a Honda Accord.
I know. We were reading all about these cars being restolen.
Yeah, so.
And what gets me is there's two Lexus down the, just two doors down from us. Why didn't they go for them? And my daughter was here that night. We figured that it was stolen.
Well, it could have been that because your car is an older one, it would have been easier to steal than a newer one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Now, so your question is now whether to go ahead and replace it?
Yeah, should we, what do you do about replacing it?
Well, I think initially, you know, you have to wait and see, you know, is it a week or 2 weeks before?
Yeah,
the insurance?
A few days. It's a
Okay, I guess it's 30 days is what Dave is saying?
Probably a week before you get everything done. Knowing
right.
How they
you have to wait 30 days before the insurance will settle. You can go to a site called VMR Canada.
Uh-huh.
All right. You go down to that site, list your car, and find out what it's worth. Because you may have sticker shock and find out that it's not worth what you think it is.
Oh, I don't think it is.
All right.
Yeah.
So whatever the insurance gives you, that's usually an indicator of where that number is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have to wait 30 days for a final settlement, and then they will give you what X dollars plus the HST. Okay.
Uh-huh. So they give you the GST.
Yeah, HST.
Or HST, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, it's something that the insurance company will tell you. It had an expensive boat trailer hitch on it,
mm-hmm.
and it had high-end tires.
You have to make them aware of that. When
yeah.
Give them a full report of everything that was taken.
Uh-huh.
And whether the car, the trailer, the hitch, the tires, everything like that. And the insurance companies will have fun with you.
Nancy, what was the mileage on the vehicle?
I think it was 155.
Well, that's not much at all.
So it's not huge, no. Just to understand, too, though, that you don't necessarily have to accept the first number that they're throwing at you.
Well, that's what my husband says. Oh, it's cut and deal what they offer you. And mm-hmm. I said, I don't think it is. There should be some negotiation there.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. They're in a lot of cases, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people feel that the insurance company is working for them, but they're working for themselves. Okay.
Well, here is the thing.
And if they can get off a little cheaper than need be, they absolutely will do that. So
for sure.
So,
Nancy,
you know, what year is the car?
Pardon?
What year is your car?
Oh, it's a 2015.
So it's not that old,
well,
really.
You made some serious money.
And it had all kinds of, who would ever think your car is the thing that people go after now?
Was it in the driveway or was it in the garage?
Yeah, it was in the driveway, and it was nestled in between a lot of other cars, too. We're like semis in Etobicoke.
Have there been many in the...
When
you talk to the police next time, my suggestion would be is that ask if they're, in that time that you were away, were there any other cars in the area that were snatched?
That's a good question.
Right. I try.
Yeah, and what about security? I mean, there isn't really... They're professionals that are doing this. Mm-hmm.
So oh, God, yeah. They make big money.
You can't fool them.
No.
Well, they pull up on a tow truck, the car goes back on the truck, and you're gone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's in the Middle East somewhere.
Three dogs in the house.
Yeah.
And they bark at every sound that's at the front.
Well, are you saying that your car was actually in the garage, and the garage
was on the
driveway?
Sitting on the driveway.
Okay, from now on, I'd be parking a car in the garage.
Yeah, that's what we said. It doesn't quite, you know, it fits, but boy, it's a... We'll be doing that. And should we buy another Lexus, or what's a comparable car?
Certainly, if you like the car, it's a great car.
Yeah, it was, because we do a lot of traveling.
All right, Nance, we got to run. Thanks for calling
thanks
in.
Thank you very much, fellas.
You're very welcome.
Good luck.
All right, want to go to Richmond Hill next?
No, we have to, gentlemen.
Yes?
We have to follow a certain format, and we're going into a commercial break.
Well, now I hear the music, so now I know we got to go.
You've only done this show for 20 years?
I don't watch the clock.
Plus time. Listen, we've got lots of calls to get to, and we want more from you. Also, you can get a hold of us on Facebook, and Dave will tell you more about his trip to Florida, probably. Right, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to save it till later because Steve always interrupts me.
It's like being at home, right? This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and later on in the hour, we're going to hear from OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt. Maybe he can address stolen car issues as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, driving while texting. Not good. That's coming up later on. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're going to go out to Dave McClain from the Auto Show.
Mr. Clain.
You knew he was going to do that, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Morning.
Great.
Good morning. So, February 14th, the Auto Show.
Yeah, we're just over a month away, and I can't believe it. It seems like it sneaks up on us every year, but this year, with the way the calendar falls and, you know, the activities such as CES this week and, you know, Montreal coming up next week, we haven't got a lot of time, believe me.
Well, speaking of time, you guys have a special offer, eh, for tickets?
Well, we have an offer, a special offer that's running right now. You've got until, I guess it's Wednesday of this week for your early bird ticket. It's an opportunity to save 25% to the Auto Show. After that, it goes to our regular price.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you still get a discount online, buying online right up to opening day. But, there's all kinds of different opportunities for consumers to figure out what's the best way for them to attend the show, including ticket prices, transportation routes, the whole gamut.
You know, you don't realize that the Auto Show is actually two shows in one. It's a show for the industry, and it's a show for the public. Industry-wise, we're having a conference call from, Automotive News Canada is having a seminar.
Yeah, I think that's very important, David. It was our goal years ago, not just to build the Auto Show for consumers, but to build it almost, you know, the goal being Automotive Month in February.
Yeah.
And certainly it's difficult to carry on that passion and excitement after the show closes to the public. But leading into it, we've got all kinds of different activities planned. There are different seminars. There are different automotive events, whether they're hosted by, you know, the industry itself or by special interest groups within the auto industry. They all surround the Auto Show, which is really what we wanted. We wanted it to become the hub of automotive activity.
Well, sure. It's not just basically a venue for people to look at brand new cars, but you've got so many other things there to see as well.
Well, yeah, it really is. I mean, there's all kinds of different interesting features and promotions and programs. It really depends on where your interests lie. I mean, this year we've got some exciting product that's coming into the show. I mean, there's all kinds of different news that's surrounding the auto industry these days, and there's all kinds of different questions as to where the auto industry is headed, where manufacturers are headed. But certainly there's only one place that you can experience the automotive industry and what we call the total automotive experience, and that's at the Canadian International Auto Show.
Yeah, you get to drive electric vehicles downstairs.
Yeah, the electric vehicle test drive, actually, we're operating out of both the north and the south building, and you can approach it two ways. If you decide that you want to do it, you know, sort of approach it unencumbered, you can walk right up and register to test drive the vehicle of your choice, or you can be referred to a specific vehicle by the participating manufacturers. But we have about, I think we're up to about 20 different models this year that you can test drive.
Well, there's all kinds of electric cars that are available to buy now.
There are. There really are. And I mean, that's, you know, that the debate goes on in terms of what consumers will buy most and how long it will take. I think certainly that, you know, electrification is going to be adopted earlier in places like Europe than in North America. But there's no question it's on the rise here, too.
When's Family Day, Dave?
Family Day is on Monday, the 17th of February, and that's almost like an event within an event. You know, we have special guests that make an appearance that day.
Yeah, they usually have a stage, don't they?
That'd be like us.
Yeah, that's what I said. Special guests like yourself.
Monday.
And Dave's gonna walk around this going, how big of a stage do you guys really need this year?
Yeah.
But that'll be good because, you know, everybody that listens to this show, all the clients we have on the air can't wait for this thing. And it's a great event.
Have you guys? Yeah, people love it too. I mean, they love to see what's behind the scenes, whether it's a radio show, a television show. Even putting on the auto show itself, they want to know, how does this get to where it is, you know? And then, how do you guys make a living talking on the radio?
Yeah, I love the guy comes up and says, you know, you don't really look like I expected you would.
Are they?
And
you have a face
and
already.
I go, funny, you don't either.
So what's the website people can go to, Dave, to get the early bird tickets?
The best way to plan or buy tickets is just to go to autoshow.ca. That's www. Nobody says that anymore, but mm-hmm. www.autoshow.ca. And, there you'll find what's happening in terms of the upcoming excitement at the auto show. You can buy tickets. You can plan your way around the show, and you can see who's positioned where.
It's so big that you actually can't do it in one day.
We got 650,000 feet of automotive excitement, Dave.
It's really so big. You know what? You're so tired at the end of the day.
Oh, you're an old man. That's why.
You got to yell, Uber!
You just got to get an autonomous car, Dave. That's all.
That's exactly right. Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And it's Dave McClain. There you go. Dave McClain.
From the autoshow.ca. Get your early bird tickets before it expires. And we're back with Carrie Schmidt from the OPP. Tell you more about what you shouldn't be doing. And if you do it, you're going to get zapped by driving with your car and your phone. And your calls right through until the top of the hour, along with Alan Gelman and Dave Redinger. This is Dave's Corner Garage. 20 years in the biz. We have figured out sooner or later. Back in a bit. And Salen Tire, now the official sponsor of the Toronto Marlies.
Isn't that amazing? Right.
Yeah, they've done some great jobs with that tire. So
I love those tires.
That's great hockey down there, too.
Marlies is good hockey.
Not as good as volleyball that somebody we know on the phone is into. But
he's a hockey mother.
Yeah.
Carrie Schmidt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, really good. Trying to stay dry here right now, but yeah, what a beautiful day.
Is it coming down cats and dogs there or what?
Well, you know what? I don't have any rain coming down here. I'm in Kingston right now, and I know there's a system coming this way, and you guys are getting wet in Toronto, and it's going to be forecasted for some pretty significant rainfall and possibly some snow and ice rain and freezing temperatures.
Oh, go Canada.
Yeah. So tell me, so your son plays volleyball. So you follow him all over Southern Ontario?
Yeah, all over the place. He's playing a tournament here at Queens, so yeah, they just won their first full play. So yeah, they're doing well.
Wow.
Go Pac-Man. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure you can. Of course.
No, you can't. You just said it. Of course you can.
I love it. Okay, Alan's got a bit she wants to talk about you with you.
Oh, what happened?
Oh no. Well, thank God not to me, because I'd be calling you. but no, one of our car parts salesmen was in, and he said, "You won't believe it. I got whacked during the holidays. I'm sitting at the light, and all of a sudden there's an OPP officer standing beside me, and I got my phone in my hand."
Oh, nuts.
Well, again, you know, and this is where people think, well, I'm parked. I'm waiting at a light, so what's the big deal? But no, this guy would take no answers, no excuses whatsoever. It was about $700-$800 for the fine.
Yeah, it's $615 for that. Fine. So yeah, it is pricey. And upon conviction, unfortunately, you're going to have to be his personal chauffeur there for a couple of days, because you get an automatic three-day license suspension.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that immediate or is that after court?
No, they send you a letter.
Yeah, they send you a letter, and then you do have to pay to get your license reinstated.
That's right.
So yeah, it's a pricey penalty
and insurance.
And demerit points too. No.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Points on that. Insurance never likes those kinds of crashes and those kinds of ticket actions. So, you know, we had a driver, you know, just a month or two ago. He was stopped for distracted driving, same like your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But he had 9 previous convictions already.
Whoa.
And those are just times that he's getting caught. This guy must be on his phone nonstop.
Real estate agent.
What does it take to get through the message through? You know, seriously.
Well, but you know what? People don't think it's a problem. Just like your buddy. I was stopped at a red light. What's going to happen?
Exactly.
Light turns green, and you're sitting there with your head buried in your lap, and everyone's behind you honking. We've all seen it happen. I was driving near Pearson Airport yesterday, and there's a car beside me just slowly crawling along. He's going with traffic, but there's lots of gap. He's just like, this guy is clueless. You can just tell something's off. And so finally, I go around and pass him. I look into the driver's seat, and there he's got his hand right up to his ear, just having this big conversation. He has no idea what's going on around him.
Carrie, you were mentioning that somebody 9 times. So isn't there a point where if you nailed, like, let's say 4 times, that's it? You can't drive anymore?
Well, you know what? I know if you have a graduated driver, you have automatic 3-day, 7-day, 30-day, or it's actually 30-day, 90-day, and then license cancellation, and you have to start again to try to get your license back. If you have a subsequent offense as a licensed G driver, you'll get a 3-day, a 7-day, and then a 30-day license suspension. The courts can imply, obviously, heavier sanctions, and, you know, I don't know what the aggravating circumstances of the judges or justice of the peace can look at. But yeah, you know, we're trying to send some messages to the public and use deterrents that are effective. But obviously, we are so connected to our phones. We don't want to be out of reach from our friends, family, or our boss, or whoever that may be. And that obviously is so tempting. And you think you're anonymous on the highways. The problem is, as soon as you put your attention to your phone, you totally lose concept of what's happening around you. And even if there's a fully uniform police officer beside you, you won't even see that person for a long time, because you're so engrossed in your conversation.
Exactly. Hang on, I'll roll the window down, but I'm on the phone. Give me a sec.
Yeah, well, that has happened. You know, we've had that in the past. You know, it's so important, though. They think they're willing to take the consequences, and they can justify it. Now, the only time you can justify it is if you're calling 911 to report some sort of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is Bluetooth. These phones have all kinds of connections with their cars, and yeah, you know, you gotta figure out what you can do. It's got to be mounted. You can press it to answer and end a call, but if you start flipping through your pages and changing your music and adjusting your maps and checking emails, you know, now there's a problem. And the fact is, we get called and investigate about 70,000 crashes every single year. I'm not saying
that's an incredible number, eh?
That's a big number. And you can be distracted by your cell phone, but you can also be distracted by, you know, whatever you're looking at outside. If you start daydreaming, it's going to be a problem. So we just got to get people to pay attention.
Exactly. You know? Shut that phone off when you get in the car. You know, the job at hand is driving, not talking on the phone. We got to run. Yeah, Kerry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, awesome. Have yourself a wonderful day. Stay dry, and looking forward to seeing you again soon.
For sure.
Spike that ball in Kingston, buddy.
All right, you bet.
Okay.
Take care, buddy.
All right, we got lots of calls to get to, so wait not, want not. Dave?
Audrey's on the phone, and we're going to be talking about her vehicle, which isn't working.
Just put her on the phone.
Audrey,
guys.
Good morning. How are you?
This is Audrey.
Yes. What's wrong with your car?
Well, I have a 2002 Cavalier.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds old, but I only have 42,000 kilometers on it because I'm a walker.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's worked perfectly until about the last 6 months, and now it starts when it feels like it. First of all, I took it to the garage down the street. They kept it for 4 days, and they said it started every time. So I took it back home again.
Mm-hmm.
I still had the same problem. So I took it to the dealer, and he put in a new starter.
Yep.
And brought it home, and I still have the same problem. Now, I can go out in the morning, and it will sound like it's dead. I'll go out an hour later, and it'll be struggling to start. And I'll go out in the afternoon, it'll start perfectly, and it'll start for the next 2 days.
When you say struggling to start, you mean it's not turning over, or it is, but it's turning slowly?
Well, if I go out, it'll seem like it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I try it again, and it is turning over, and it's trying very difficult to start.
Mm.
In the afternoon, it'll start perfectly. It's making me look like an idiot, but it's driving me crazy, and I just don't know what to do. So somebody said to me, "Well, call electric, you know." And I called them, and they said, "No, it's not electric problem."
Okay, guys, what's the answer?
It could be that you have a leaking fuel injector, and that the engine is actually filling with gasoline, and is causing it to prevent starting.
You should see Al's face. Al's going, I don't think so. What's your take, Al?
These cars have had problems with their ignition switches.
Possible too, yeah.
Okay, so in other words, you're turning the key and you're not getting the juice through there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be the next play. The problem is you don't want to spend money that you don't need to, eh? And this is why the garages are, you know, an honest repair person is going to be a little hesitant with just throwing parts at it, you know, because you're not happy. I mean, here, you just spent $500 for a new starter, and it got you nowhere, correct?
And they also put a new wire in it. They said there was some sort of a wire to the starter. They put that into a, you know, I don't mind spending the money because I love this car. It looks like new. And, I'm too old to buy a new one, to write honestly.
Don't say that, Audrey.
I just want to find out what's wrong with it.
Well, okay, one thing I'd like you to do before Al's thing, check the oil level on your car.
Pardon?
Check the oil level of the car and see if the oil level is higher than normal.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
Okay, maybe have somebody that
Dave, go by and see her.
That will chew that for
Wait,
you.
What number Bathurst Street is that?
Yeah. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is if it is a fuel injector causing a cylinder to lock.
Too much water.
Well, with gasoline. Then you'll end up with the oil level being high. Okay? Don't listen to the frog in the corner there.
So right. What's your suggestion?
My suggestion is that you may have something in the fuel system causing the engine to lock. And there's nothing wrong with the starting system, but it's a problem with the engine locking up. But you know what? You have to have a mechanic spend some quality time with it.
Yeah, I think what you're going to have to do, Audrey, is...
I've had it to two different garages. Wouldn't you say that was...
Yeah, it is.
Well, right, but did you leave it with them for an extended period of time?
Yeah, you said 4 days.
First time I left it with them for 4 days, and the second time... And they didn't charge me a cent. And the second time I left it with them for 3 days, and I took it back to where I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, I took it back to the actual place where I bought the car, and they had it for about 3 days. So, you know, I've left it with an extended...
Well, no, you've done the right thing. There's no question about it, because, you know, they have to experience what you're experiencing to get to the bottom of it. So I would take it back and say, listen, guys, I would go back to the dealer because, you know, you guys sold me a starter, and I'm really no better off now. Perhaps they'll have a little bit of compassion and say, listen, I'll leave it with you. And if you want to take it home, by all means, take it home a couple nights. See what happens.
Thanks for your call, Audrey. I hope things work out, and give us a call maybe next weekend and see where things transpire. We have got, obviously, some pretty ugly weather going on all over Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Armageddon, Noah's Ark, all that. If they're wrong, people are going to be really off. So... you may lose some power, and you don't want that happening. You don't want any flooding in your house, and we're going to have...
That could happen?
It could, because we get too much water. Cargenerator.com could help you out with the power failure and with gargling as well.
Stupid, I'm drowning.
That's very true, very true. Dave's Corner Garage with Jonathan Slew from... This is what you get after 40 years in radio. You can get the gargle. Cargenerator.com is what we're going to be talking about, and your calls right through to the top of the hour, and with Dave and Al celebrating 20 years of bliss.
It wouldn't help Audrey, though.
No,
because our car won't start.
You guys weren't listening. Twice you said 4 days. All right, we'll be back in a second. Stay with us. Dave's Corner Garage, 20 years in the business. We can't figure it out either.
Well, 20 years here.
Okay.
In this chair.
In that chair, not that
actually,
chair.
Actually, we moved three times.
Okay.
It was a quick story I was going to tell you because you were doing your water thing.
That's right. That was.
So we are coming to St. Croix, and there was a big ship there, World of the Oceans or something like that, and our ship couldn't get to the dock.
This is in Florida.
This was in the Caribbean.
Okay.
And it ends up, we have to take a tender to get to the dock.
Yeah.
So as we climb into the tender, my son drops his cell phone. Bop,
in the ocean?
In the ocean.
Wow.
God, return to tender.
Can you get it? And the guy says, no, we're like in 16 fathoms of water.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, next morning at breakfast, I go, Mark, I called your phone and somebody answered. He goes, you're kidding. What did he say? And he said, exactly. But the reality was, as soon as we got back to St. Pete's, there was a phone waiting for him. His office had sent him another phone.
So it was basically return to tender.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Return. Tender.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan's on the phone and standing out in the rain, plugging his car in because he's got no power.
And Jonathan, of course, is with cargenerator.com. Good day, Jonathan Schlue.
Good morning to you. How is it in rainy, foggy Toronto?
It sucks. That's what it sounds, feels like. It's terrible.
You can't actually look out the windows. It's so much rain.
And all this is going to turn up northern of Toronto and north of 401. It's going to turn into ice.
Isn't that amazing? It's true.
And what happens when the ice happens?
My wife goes shopping.
Well, the ice happens, the power lines freeze, people's power goes out. And people never like to think about that, but it's kind of just a hard fact that when it does go out, it's funny, I was talking to a lot of people who were calling and ordering yesterday, and we had someone even from Montreal that called and ordered. And she was debating with her husband, well, how about buying a generator? And the thing to remember is that when the power goes out, you need a motor. The motor is the only way to create power. So instead of buying another gas generator that you have to, the instant you use it, you've got to feed it with gas, you've got to maintain it. Why not use your car, which is really simple. It'll run for 4 or 5 days. And that's what car generator is. So it's an 11-pound gadget. You just hook up to your car. It takes less than a minute. And it'll keep your house running for days.
Jonathan, is our system that we use for power, is it that fragile? I mean, I notice sometimes that it just shuts off and comes back on instantaneously. But everything's shut down in the house. The computer shut off. The furnace shuts off. Everything shuts off.
Yeah. A good way to drive the point home is, you know, go to your electrical panel and pull the main switch and everything goes off. And you kind of see, oh, okay, the fridge isn't running. The furnace is not going.
Yeah.
It's getting cold. And you never think about that until it happens. So So yeah, we since our win on Dragons Den last year, we won $100,000 with two dragons. It's funny, a lot of the people that watched that on Dragons Den are now calling us saying, "Hey, I saw you on Dragons Den."
Or I listened to you on Dave's Corner Garage, excuse me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a blend of both, which is really cool because they've both seen us on TV, but also heard us on the radio for the last couple of years.
So with a storm coming in, you got anything going on that's maybe a little special for our listeners?
Yep. We got a really cool special. So we're offering this weekend, today and tomorrow, $100 off. If you go to our website and you order the most popular model, it's $100 off and you get $180 in bonus items, which includes a furnace plug kit. If you don't already have a plug on your furnace, this is what you need to put a plug on your furnace. It includes a power meter, 3-year extended warranty, and free shipping, all for one price.
So for those who can't get near a computer because maybe it's down in their area.
Because their power's out.
It could be. phone number that people can call in. Slowly, yeah, because it's Saturday and people are a little bit sleepy. Hold on.
We got lots of people calling, actually. Call us at 800-750-4660.
That number once again is?
It's 1-800-750-4660. And you'll also see us in Mountain Life magazine, and Cottage Life is doing an article on us.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different places, but it's a really simple way to get power for your furnace, your fridge, and especially your sump pump in conditions like this.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, you know, we've got people talking about climate change all the time, and look what's going on. I mean, as far as nasty weather and floods and whatnot.
Okay, listen, thanks for calling in, and you know, you stay locked in and safe up in Collingwood. And good luck with that, okay? So it's cargenerator.com. You can go and see what you are going to be getting into. Great deal on it. And the number, once again, is 1-800-750-4660. Sump pump's a big thing.
It is a big thing. And, you know, a friend of mine had a cottage up in Bracebridge, and we didn't realize that. They get power outages so often.
Rolling power,
yeah. Not like here in the big smoke, eh?
No. That's right. Just every other hour.
Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Well, a dog walked by the other day.
And it was underwater, and your son got his phone back.
Sometimes
the dog had your son's phone.
Sometimes you're the dog, sometimes you're the dog.
We'll be right back, everybody. Well, where we are, I hope you're staying dry because it is coming down. What is it, cats and dogs?
Cats and dogs.
Or I wonder where that came from, cats and dogs.
I don't know. Somebody deranged them probably on a bottle of rum.
Little known facts of little worth in this context. Okay,
we're
going
to head out to Welland, and we've got Tony, who's got a... Tony, what is it? You're looking for a new car? What's your question?
Yeah, I don't understand, and I'm quite sure, you know, why people have to buy, to pay the freight and the PDI buying a new car.
In other words, you know, you think that why wouldn't the manufacturer just include it?
Yeah. Why the seller just say, okay, this is the price, you know, that there's nothing. They said, oh, you have to pay for this.
It happened because they were very price sensitive. People would only shop price and then go to that dealer. So what happened was, instead of it actually being included in the price of the car, they took it out and separated it. And that happened, I would say about 3 decades ago. So it ended up, the car used to include freight and PDI, but they took it out to reduce the overall sale price of the car and make it more appealing. So that's why it happened.
I agree with Tony. It's not like if I go buy a new leather jacket, I have to pay freight for the jacket.
No.
You know,
the price.
It's included.
But in the car business, it's so competitive that any break they can get, you know, to beat their competitor, they would do it.
I think eventually, Tony, what you're going to see is that won't even be included on your invoice. It'll just be a price that they'll blend in, and you won't see it, and you'll think you're getting a better deal. But yeah, it's business. You got to make
some
money.
The other thing you should be aware of is, these fees where they charge you
administration fees.
All right. So sometimes there's cases where you have leased a car and you have paid an administration fee in the beginning of the lease. And now the lease is over and they say, well, we need money because it need an administration fee to pay off your car. You already paid the administration fee. So be aware of that if you're actually looking to lease a car or finance a car and they want to hit you for administration fees a second time.
Oh, so double dipping, basically.
Yes.
Well, so the truth is, these fees are
to suggest.
Yep.
you know, that I just feel so sad and bad, you know, when people hit other people and then the people got injured, and then because of drunk drivers,
right,
or, you know, driving without license, driving without insurance. I think, you know, especially when the people have no insurance, they should take care of the people who is injured for the rest of their life.
Well, there is that available. It's the non-satisfied judgment fund is available.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, that is, well, human being, but
yeah,
it's so sad, you know, because, I mean, at least maybe they should bring those one who commit the mistake to go to see the funeral home and see how the you know, the people suffer in the hospital and make them feel, you know, bad for the rest of their life.
You're absolutely right, Tony. But unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of people who they don't care. I mean, they're, you know, they.
Well, there used to be an unsatisfied judgment fund,
mm-hmm,
where if you didn't have insurance, you could still license your car by paying a fine.
It's frightening, it's though, the number of people who are out there driving,
mm-hmm,
without insurance.
Yeah, DWI, you can't buy insurance.
And if they're out driving without a driver's license.
You're describing a bicycle.
No, but it's really scary. I mean, to Kerry Schmidt from the OPP, his point about distracted driving. I saw a guy a couple of days ago who had, when we parked at Sherway Garden,
mm-hmm,
he had a little bracket mounted on top of the steering column that he puts his phone.
Right.
That's actually within sort of safety eye view, and he could see all his texts. You know, and the new cars that are coming out, I won't mention a brand, Mazda, you can look at the screen and you can actually text talking to the screen, and the manufacturers, yes, need to take some responsibility, yes, as well going forward.
Actually, my car has that. It'll do a text if you talk to it, and it'll send the text.
Yeah?
And that's the Cadillac XT5.
Well, excuse me, for those who drive a Honda. It's...
Well, you know what? Most high-end cars have that. Look at a Tesla.
Oh, mine does
Tesla
it, too.
Tesla self-drives. I have a friend of mine who's a lawyer. On the way to work, he's reading the newspaper, and the car is self-driving in traffic as it goes along, and he's fully confident in that car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So he doesn't even touch the steering wheel.
Well, I depend on my wife to tell me what to do.
Same here.
Is that why you haven't driven for a while? Or what? Oh, my goodness.
She corrects me all the time. Exactly. Do I have time for a quick story?
A quick story? It's Dave's Corner Garage. It's your show.
Okay, so we get to Florida, and my wife tells
another
me—
Another Florida story.
My wife tells me that she and her girlfriend are going off for Ladies' Day.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get Manny and a Petty and all that other crap, which cost me $200.
No, it costs her. She's got a bigger bank account.
So
than
my
you do.
Friend and I decide we're going to go deep sea fishing.
Oh, right.
So we go to this trawler, which is 40-foot trawler,
mm-hmm,
and there's about 10 other people on board. First mistake we made was they all stayed in the back. We sat in the front.
Oh.
First big wave, I mean 6-foot waves,
you got
goes
wet
over the boat, and I'm soaking wet, and we're going to be out there for 4 hours.
Lovely.
Secondly, it was so rough.
Rough was it?
The bait got sick. It was terrible.
So did you go white and pink and then just chuck it over the board or what?
Mostly green and gray.
Ooh.
And I decided to lie down.
Was it like Campbell's Chunky Soup?
Well, the other thing was that when we got the lines into the water, sharks would show up because
mm-hmm,
they would chase the bait and
yeah,
they would eat the bait and they would chase the fish that were coming towards the bait.
Right.
So we moved 3 times to get to spots where there weren't these sharks.
A lot of times
the sharks followed us.
A lot of times these charters will take you, because of the sonar they have, they'll take you to a spot, even though it's rough,
yeah,
where it's actually a bit calmer. But once you get, you know, my wife, when we did that down in Jamaica, she'd take the glass bottom boat, which is a big mistake, because everybody looks down at the glass and you go, ooh.
This boat was out of the water. It was so bad. First, wow, you see the sky. Got so sick.
So did you catch anything outside of a cold or what?
Well, they caught little fish, but they were nothing special. We threw them back.
But in a lot of places, especially in the Caribbean now, I go snorkeling when we ever get down there, and you're not getting that many fish anymore because they've overfished.
Maybe, I don't know. And then I parked in the parking lot. I didn't know I had to pay, so I just parked anyways. Didn't get a ticket, but every seagull and parrot, whatever hell they got there, pooped on my hood.
That's usually good luck, isn't it?
Well, that car was gray. But
oh, he's got at least a month of good luck. Kerry Schmidt from the OPP, we want to thank him for calling in. And really, like, I think we're all guilty of looking at and texting. You got to be honest with that. But it's like serious stuff.
Yep.
And big money. And it's not just a fine, it's your insurance rate. You're going to get nailed 3 demerit points first time out.
And don't forget, check car generator, because he's got a special on for the rest of the day today. And with this inclement weather we're having, we could lose some power later.
Tony and Clement, the number for car generator, 1-800-750-4660.
And don't forget, we're going to be at the Auto Show Family Day.
That's right.
Come visit us. We've got lots of stuff to give away, and you get to see all of our sponsors. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye, everybody.
Happy New Year.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.